The new film, Together, begins on March 24th of 2020, the first full day of COVID-19 lockdown in London. A couple, played by James McAvoy and Sharon Horgan, prepare to quarantine with their young son. They have their groceries, their toilet paper, just about everything they might need, but there's one glaring problem.
The only thing keeping us together is our child.
Arthur.
Little Artie.
His name's Arthur.
Yeah, if it wasn't for little Artie, we would have split up years ago.
The truth is, we just
don't
can't
like
stand
each other.
So, this lockdown, being in the same house together, me
you
and
know,
him.
The only thing that makes living with her even remotely bearable is knowing that I get to leave this house every day.
I feel exactly the same.
Together follows this couple through the following year as they have to negotiate with each other and the losses that accompany the pandemic. The film opens in theaters Friday. And joining me now is the writer of the film, Dennis Kelly. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be here.
I found myself as I was watching the film wondering how this started for you, because it could have been you trying to exercise some of your own pandemic ghosts, or it could have been you reaching out to others to share a common experience.
Yeah, I think it's probably a bit of both of those things and some other stuff as well. I mean, writing is just therapy in a lot of ways. So you end up sort of writing stuff out of you and you hope that it's not too awful for other people to see, you know. I mean, I think I didn't particularly want to write anything about lockdown. It just sort of happened, you know. And when I was writing, I didn't even know what it was. It was weird because I'm a playwright as well. So I write for theatre, I write for film, and I write for TV. And I had no idea. Normally, you absolutely know whether you're writing one or the other. And all the way through, it was like I was looking at this thinking, is this a play? I don't think it's a play, you know, and then I'd go think it's a film. No, it's not, I don't know, is it a... In the end, I think you're getting the best version of it because you're getting the big screen version of it. And I think what a big screen can do is it just can give you the intimacy. Like the moment when Sharon is sort of describing what happens to her mum, and I don't want to give too much away, but some of the sort of more personal moments. I mean, I just think you needed to be up and close with that, you know?
They also, those moments sort of come as a surprise to me anyway. And I was wondering how much thought you gave to the way this film will be viewed in the years ahead. Because there's the way we feel about it now when many people probably feel like they're still there, right? And how it might feel when this becomes more of a historical document.
To be honest, I've not thought about that at all. I mean, the strange thing about writing it is that, you know, you're writing about the only event that I can think of that the entire world has shared, you know, because of the knock-on economic effects, or whether it's because you've got people who died or you died, or whether it's because you're wearing a mask. You know, it's something that's... So it's this kind of huge, colossal event, and it just changed all the time. It was, as I was writing it, it was just changing all the time. So I think I had to be very careful about what I chose to write about. There's been so many times while making it, I've been thinking, we're too late here, we're too late, we should have done this 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, 5 months ago. But it's not true. It's really weird. The sort of longer it goes, I think the more relevant it becomes, because it kind of documents those early days, you know, and
yeah,
we've forgotten them. You know, we've really forgotten them. Certainly in the UK, you know, we've really forgotten what it was like to walk down a street and the person opposite you, you know, try and stay 2 meters apart from you, and you try and stay 2 meters. We don't do that now, you know what I mean? There's a whole bunch of stuff we don't do now that we did then. And I think it's really important that we, it is important to remember, because there's a whole lot of processing to go on.
It's interesting that you say this, though, because there's so many moments in the film, and the film is honestly, this is one of the few authentically drama dramedies I've seen where it's actually equally balanced. Very often they lie about that. They call it a dramedy, but
right,
there's not much that's funny in there. But it's interesting that there are moments where even just a year later, we can look back and think, oh, holy cow, they have no idea what they're in for. And I'm thinking about those very first moments of the movie when they're clearly preparing to lock down for they don't know how long, but they obviously don't think it's going to be that long. And it's almost like watching a film where people are getting onto the Hindenburg expecting a great trip.
It sort of is. It sort of is. But it was like that, though, right? I mean, it was sort of like, you know, we didn't really know what we had in store for us. I mean, part of the reason for writing it was I felt very frustrated with a lot of the kind of... in early lockdown, certainly in the UK, you know, there was so much kind of like positivity and like, hey, we're going to get through this. And it was all right to be positive if you had a certain type of job. But, I mean, there was a quote, someone on Twitter had said, there was no lockdown. There was just working class people bringing things to middle class people. So the working people were out there slaving away, you know, putting their life on the line all the time because they had to. That was their jobs, you know. And if you worked in a supermarket, you didn't have a chance to sort of work from home, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, and I'm glad you brought this up because without giving away much, this idea, a reconsideration and a new appreciation of the working class and what they do for us every day is a huge theme in the movie. I mean, you know, it's so cliche to ask someone how much of this is based on your real life, but I had to wonder at that point if this was part of your story, if this brought you a new appreciation for the people who deliver your food and stock the grocery shelves or someone close to you.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, my background is I'm from quite a working class background. I left school very young and like I did a stream of jobs that I hated. I worked in supermarkets and I didn't, you know, and I packed veg and I did all the, I was unskilled, you know, I had no qualifications and somehow I bumbled into writing sort of in my early 30s and you know, I was very lucky that it stuck. But at the same time, there I was. I couldn't help but look at my job and think, I've got a really useless job. Like, there's all these people that are keeping society moving. I kept thinking, this is the end. This is the end for the playwrights and the screenwriters and, you know, the entrepreneurs and all of this. This is the end. This is the revolution. This is when it all changes because everyone's going to realise how useless we are and all the people who are actually doing stuff, this is not going to go back to normal. And it just did. It just all went back to normal. It just snapped back to normal. It was like, thanks very much. You know, we all applauded, didn't we? The nurses and the doctors. We sort of said, thanks very much. We didn't change anything. We didn't change their pay. I mean, we just forgot a lot of that stuff. And it just seemed to me that it wouldn't be possible for it to go back to the way it was. And unfortunately, it did. It has, you know.
Which is not part of the movie. We don't get to that point in the film. But we do get to this point of both of them sort of reconsidering what matters in their relationships, especially with each other, of course, because they're stuck together and they hate each other. But it seems to me like they sort of rethink what matters in terms of compatibility with another person. They're kind of changing their core values in a way.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff that was going on in my sort of head that was not necessarily pandemic related as well. And I think it was, you know, there's such an anger in our politics at the moment. I mean, I know that you guys have had it in such an intense way in the US, but...
What? What are you talking
about?
We've
had it here. You know, but we've had it here as well. Like, it's angry. You know, we've had Brexit and all of this kind of stuff. And, you know, we're getting to a point where we're no longer looking at the other side as quite human. And you know, I'm a sort of a lefty, you know what I mean? But I'm sort of slightly disgusted with my own sort of side for kind of... You know, looking at the other side as, well, less than human, you know, because the moment you start doing that, it becomes really possible to start thinking terrible things. And then it starts becoming possible to start doing terrible things. Those steps aren't really that far away, you know, once you sort of stop seeing people as human, you know. I'm not saying that this is what this is about, but I felt like the couple in it, one is a Tory, which is a conservative, you know, and one is a Bernie Sanders voter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of, so they're kind of like the exact people that should not be together. But what I kind of liked was the idea that they could somehow find a way to be together. I mean, they are a couple, you know what I mean? And it just feels like the other half are not going away. Republicans are not going away. Democrats are not going away. That's just not going to happen. So we do need to find a way to sort of try and communicate with each other and speak with each other.
I guess that's how you end up with the title of the film, which is Together. Because sometimes that's unwilling togetherness, right?
Yeah, and certainly with this couple, you know, with this couple, it feels like they're going to, that's not the state it feels like they're going to be.
Yeah, they're always on the edge of, as soon as this is over, it's bye-bye. Dennis Kelly is the author of the screenplay of the new film Together. Dennis, thank you so much.
No, thank you, Celeste. It was really nice.
Together opens in theaters Friday. For more information on the film and to see a trailer, go to hereandnow.org.